the Reserve Bank of Malawi announced last week that the devaluation was aimed at aligning the kwacha with the US dollar on the black market. The Malawi currency on the black market sold at more than 1,800 kwacha, the official rate. The devaluation triggered an instant rise in the cost of living following an increase in the basic commodities and services, including fuel and electricity. Minister of Finance Simplex Chichola Banda said during the televised press conference Monday that the devaluation was the only solution to the economic problems facing Malawi because of the shortage of foreign currency.
The time has come for Malawians to make tougher, painful, but important decisions if we are to heal from this economic quagmire. It is doable, it is practical, and we're going to do it.
He said the measures include a $30 monthly allowance to nearly 190,000 households affected by Cyclone Freddy in the country's 80 districts. He also said 105,000 poor households in the cities of Blantyre, Lilongwe, Nzuzu, and Zomba will be receiving about $30 per month for 3 months. George Piri is a political analyst and former lecturer of political science at the University of Livingstonia in northern Malawi. He says the measures are too little considering the impact of devaluation on the lives of ordinary people.
Blantyre, Lilongwe, Mzuzu together, we are talking to over 6 million people, and you sample 105,000. You can see the number is insignificant. It is not even making sense because apart from those who were affected by Cyclone Freddy and those in the urban communities, what about the rural people who do not have any means because their businesses are very small?
Chichola also said the government has addressed that by increasing by 57% the cash given to the poor through its social cash transfer program. The government has also announced that it will soon crack down on illegal dealers on foreign exchange, blamed for causing the misalignment of local currency with the dollar.
If they want to deal away with the dollar vendors in Malawi, the best is to make sure that they flood the banks with the dollars. And if the banks will be flooded with dollars, the black market will die automatically and naturally.
In the meantime, civil service trade unions in Malawi are pushing the government to consider an increase in salaries for the workers. In response, Finance Minister Chichola says the government will soon engage all such unions to review salaries in the public sector and determine how civil servants can be properly cautioned against the devaluation. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.